Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 11 to 13. Exodus chapter 13, verse 11 says, "And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanite, as he swore unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the males shall be the Lord's." Praise the Lord. "And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shall thou redeem." Praise the Lord. Building a covenant foundation for the year 2025. We have heard a lot being said about the first fruit, but we have to take time to learn about the first fruit. This scripture we read talks about God placing a demand on his people that when they enter into the land of the Canaanite, the land that he swore to give them and their children, he swore to their fathers to give them, he said that everything that opens the womb, you have to give it to me. Please, I would like us to read it, the verses in ESV or ESV or Message. Let's see the ESV. "When God brings you into the land of the Canaanite, as he promised you and your fathers, and turns it over to you." So we have to take the land that God is talking about as the year 2025. It is God who has brought us into this year. But the history of what we are talking about is the fact that God took them from Egypt, his people, the Israelites, and promised to give them a land. And he said to them that once you get into that land, I want you to take these instructions. Number one, anything that is a firstborn must be dedicated or sacrificed unto me. It has to be redeemed. It's mine. See, every firstling is mine. Then he goes on to say that anything that opens the womb, in case you didn't understand what he said first, whatever opens the womb in that particular land is also mine. You give it to me. You don't take it as part of the possessions that I'm giving to you for keeps. This one, if it's a firstborn of a male, a firstborn of a human being, a firstborn of an animal, you give it to me. Firstlings, first harvest of your farms, you give it to me. Why? Because I'm the one that gave you the land. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? So the Lord was laying claim over it. And there is a reason why he laid claim over all these things. One, because he is the one that took them from bondage and gave them a land. A land that didn't belong to them. He took it from seven nations and handed it over to them. He says that when I turn the land to you, a land that I took from people, a job that I took from people, a year that some people did not have opportunity to see, when I give you the year 2025, I give you the job that I'm giving you, when I give you the marriage that I'm giving you, the first thing that comes of whatever I, the Lord, has given you, is not for you. It's for me. And these lands were actually lands of hidden nations. Nations that did not serve our Lord. Nations whose sacrifices were unto Satan. They had dedicated all these lands to Satan and everything that comes out of the land. And everything that came out of the land was also cursed and not sanctified. Because these were lands for idols or spirits aside the Spirit of the Lord. So the Lord said, you cannot, you ought not to consume the first fruit that comes out of a land that does not, that is not under the control of me, but I have given you, that notwithstanding. And the way to have peace in functioning within a land that I have given you, which originally belongs to hidden people and their idols, is that you must sacrifice the first to me. You must give me the first. When you give me the first, then you, by your covenant connection with me, you have brought me into the equation of how the land should function and the sanctity of the fruits that come out of the land. That is the, so you have different households in that land. Like in Egypt, when the, in Exodus chapter 12, when the angel of death came, it was the same Egypt. And the Lord allowed the angel to kill the firstborns in the households of the Egyptians and saved the firstborns in the household of the Israelites. Why? Because there was a covenant inscription over the households of the Israelites. So even though it was the same space, some were preserved and others did not have that kind of preservation. So we come into the year 2025. We come into an economic atmosphere God has given us. We are all here. And you see different people representing different households. And what you do in terms of your covenant relationship with the Lord will determine the kind of support system that you receive from this Lord who has given clear, unambiguous instructions. And for a Christian, it is important that everything that God has given you that generates some good things to you, the first has to go to God. So he's giving us the year. The first month of the year is January. And we're saying that the first increase of January, when you put the whole January together, your increase, the whole January, opens 2025. It belongs to God. That is the God first month. That is called the first fruit of the year. You have to give that the whatever God gives you by way of increase in that month, you have to send it back to God. And when you do that, he now has to come into the equation of a year on earth. Earth that is controlled by the devil. This world, Bible says, lieth in darkness. This world, he says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. For the devil, your adversary, is he is in charge. So for a child of God to prosper in an atmosphere that the devil is in charge, and you are not in the camp of the devil, you have to know that some covenant must be working for you. It is no mystery that because Satan is in charge here, unbelievers are prospering more than Christians. Because they have yielded their heart, their soul, their spirit to Satan. And like he took Jesus around and he said, if you bow to me, I will give you. Everything here belongs to me. The way you and I, we receive our safety and prosperity from an earth that is controlled by the devil, is to enter into a solid covenant foundation with the Lord. That, Lord, I present the first that you say is yours. I present it to you. Now take care of the rest of the year for me. Take care of the rest of the fruit in the land for me. take, bully the devil on my behalf. Set him aside and give me what you have planned to give me. Are you here at all? That is the essence of the first fruit. And he said to them, he said, if, please, let's read. He said, you are to set it aside, the first birth out of every womb to God. Tell somebody, everything that is first must be given to God. Yes. January belongs to God. The increase of January. Someone asked me a question. He said, Pastor, so my salary, am I going to give all my salary to God in January? Why not? There is no problem with it, because you can't do what you don't know. And he said, my people, they perish because they lack knowledge. I, on a personal level of insight from the word of God, will not set aside the first fruit principle because I heard some preaching somewhere. My father really didn't pay my school fees. But when I finished university and I was doing national service, are you here? And then they paid me my first national service pay. I gave all to the Lord. The second pay, I went and looked for my father, who didn't pay my school fees, but gave birth to me. And I gave it to him. And I found money to pay my tithe. And my father, he was not a very strong Christian, because he was a Christian and drinking alcohol small by the side. Like a lot of Christians have by the side activities. So you can associate with it because you have by the side activity. But that notwithstanding, he prayed for me. He prayed for me. Oh. He prayed for me with every, I was a prophet, very known prophet in town. I was doing all these underground connections with God, with my father, and father prayed for me in Cape Coast. Almost every prophet that came to Cape Coast had a scandal. Like, I'm not afraid to say, oh, scandal be what? Almost every prophet that landed in Cape Coast. I was born in Cape Coast. I schooled in Cape Coast. I did ministry in Cape Coast until I came to Accra 10 years ago. Not one scandal. It doesn't just happen because I am a fine boy. Are you here at all? A covenant relationship should be working for you. When they say good name is better than Ahunya, you don't obtain good name when you don't have a strong covenant position with the Lord. I believe that for some of the prophets who came to town, whose prophecies missed, or had problems with women, you can see that the children that are being born now, they are finer than their mothers. What do you think? The girls are fine. So if ugly girls gave prophets problem ahead of me, ugly ones, can you imagine my time? How fine the girls were. And by the special grace of God, it didn't become my problem. Not because I am Mr. Purity or Mr. Morality. Just because God held me. Hey! Makuma kwa kodimi anu we kama kuma no boot. Makuma ntumi kodimu biye munga. Sa line no. And problems. I'm not saying people, prophet who came before were immoral. I'm just saying that people had challenges, scandals. Different kinds of scandals. Some were accusation. But you know, sometimes accusation can even be stronger than reality. Because the perception will be very strong. I was doing these things. So, first fruit is key. He says that every first birth from your livestock belongs to what? God. If you are doing your own business, God is not saying bring your capital to him. As for your capital, he didn't say that the animal that is giving birth, give it to him. No. It says that the firstborn of the animal, the business, the firstborn of the business, just get, give it to him. Are you here? Hello? Oh, if you are doing your own business, the Lord is not saying carry your capital and come and give it to him. When you sell, you know your profit. Your profit for the whole January, you put it together. Me see, you have been selling since. Are you here at all? You have been selling. They have stolen from you. You didn't die. They ran away with your money. You didn't die. You still bounce back. Why don't you try? Jesus, the Lord said, prove me herewith and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. Why don't you try what you are hearing from the Lord? He said that, okay, I have put together all my January profit, my January net salary. I want to bring it to the Lord as my first fruit. God, hold it and take care of the rest of the year for me and see what the Lord will do. Praise the Lord. If that firstborn is big in your eyes, then it means you are created for small things. I should say it again. If that firstborn you must give to God, it looks so big in your eyes, then it means that you are not designed for greatness. To see your first man's salary so big in your eyes, to give to God, that Isaac is so big in your eyes to give to God, then you cannot become Father Abraham. I was hearing one man of God talking about, say, Elijah and Abraham. God called Abraham Father Abraham. Didn't call Elijah Father Elijah. Because Abraham's sacrifice was very great. Elijah, very anointed, calling fire down here and there. He still did not get the title Father. But look at Abraham. We don't know him to be calling down fire. But he's Father Abraham today. And he is more of a definition of our faith than Elijah. Even though Elijah was spitting fire everywhere. He can be spitting fire. Spitting fire, spitting fire. The wife of the prophet came and said, "Me kuno no shan kwam buta. And so I can't go. Ujan kwa. Ujani shiskano. Ujani shinshirano." Because you need to have a solid covenant on ground. Praise the Lord. A solid covenant. He said it belongs to God. Tell somebody it belongs to God. So don't touch it. Yes. Shall we read the verse 13? It says set it aside. Tell somebody set it aside. Set it aside means that it's sacred. Yeah. Don't touch it. It's not meant for humans. It's meant for the spirit. It's spirit money. Tell somebody that first man's salary is spirit money. Why do you want to eat it? Are you that spirit? Don't try eating spirit money. That spirit money is dangerous. You know, every year when I'm teaching this, I keep giving this example. When I was very young, growing up in Cape Coast, by maybe 8, I used to walk to school on my own. You know, because class 1, you know, you're going to school on your own. Crossing different streets, they show you corner. And all of that. My mother, 8, 9, my mother used to warn us. He says, when you see food by the roadside, it doesn't matter how appealing that food is. Don't touch it. That food is for the spirit. So you see mashed yam with egg, white egg. With red oil, chew on it, looking very appetizing. And this is food we eat during our birthday once a year. Now you have seen it by the roadside. Now, my son, let me to tune Kwame Nambia. Soup is on fire. Look here, look here. Oh, yeah, my hand has entered. It's not today that I started laying hands on. Lay hands on soup long time ago. Man, I will steal meat from soup and run away. So seeing meat and food by the roadside with egg.
Ah. Oh yeah.
This is free now. I said it, I pick it. My mother would tell me, oh yo, enkwemu nam tutu no. Enkefia haya. If you see food by the roadside, it is meant for the idols. And we were living by the lagoon. So even as a little child, you understand what an idol is. Don't touch it. If you touch it, you will die. So with all my skillfulness of collecting meat and fish from soup, I will see food sacrificed to idols by different junctions, and I am in a hurry to walk past because my mother has told me that a spirit food human beings must not touch. Praise the Lord. And the mystery, wherever you come from, the mystery has been that even people who are mentally derailed, mad people, have you realized that those kind of food, they don't eat it? Have you ever seen a mad person? He will be looking for food at the bowl. But when he sees food offered to idols, he doesn't eat it. Mad person. When first fruit belongs to the spirit. Spirit food, spirit money. Spirit first belongs to me. The way a mad person is sensible enough in his madness not to touch that which belongs to the spirit. Imagine you being spiritually and physically sane, trying to touch something that is only meant for the spirit to eat. This is the problem that Eli's children had. They were already given a portion of the sacrifice as priests. But they didn't only consume what was theirs. They went and consumed the portion also that belonged to God alone. And maybe, oh, enyamipedia ufansanka. Are you here? If you are here, wave your hands. Let me see. There are some things, you know, it's non-negotiable. In your faith, there must be some non-negotiables. First fruit. What is my business? What is my business with it? So he said, don't touch it. He said, when you touch it, you are doing something to the ear. If you honor the Lord and you give it, you are redeeming the ear. But if you don't honor the Lord and you chop it or you spend it, he says that you can redeem every first bet of a donkey if you want to. By substituting, if you want to, it's a choice, and you do it by substituting. Praise the Lord, substituting a lamb, that's the payment for it. And he said, if you decide not to redeem it, you must break its neck. So now, redeem every firstborn child among your sons. So, the way you redeem the year full of demons, full of troubles, full of satanic plan and all of that is to honor the Lord with the first fruit, with the first month. Praise the Lord. Just try it by faith. He said, when you do that, God takes care of the rest. But if you don't do and you eat the first, he says you didn't redeem it. What you have done is that you have broken the neck of that animal. You have broken the neck of that ear. And I'm telling you, Christians, we have to take our covenant very serious. Very, very serious. Any preaching that makes you to withdraw giving to the Lord is withdrawing your help, supernatural help you could receive from the Lord. And yes, I know that you don't need to give to the Lord to receive his help because he died freely for us. We don't need to pay for help. We don't need to beg for help. The Lord has decided to make us his own. But amongst his own, he says that this is the way to proceed. When you are my own, when you are my child, This is the way to go. Praise the Lord. Are you here at all? This is the way to go. In the marketplace, this is the way to go. Yeah, the job you have, this is the way to go. New government has come. This is the way to go. Where is your insurance? You don't have political connections. And just go and ask the people who have the political connections. Omukran is Oma Bainba. Omo Bokano. Connection does not always lead to elevation now. God is the one who would take the sleep of the king so that Mordecai and the Jews will be saved. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to someone now? The steps of the righteous, they are what? Ordered by God. If God is going to order your steps into the promotion he has designed for you, boy, do your part by establishing a solid covenant base with the Lord. Prophet Nukwa Hezekiah was here. Hezekiah, you are going to die. You can't do nothing about it. So prophet, what is here? Medasi, thank you for the word of the Lord. Okoya no si. Nyangupo. Yeah. Enyo obi ana okaso obi wu a. Why ready so obi wu? Me no. Me nye ready se me wu. Enti yebe ene den. Eno si answer obi ma me answer no. Ma me nkase me nchile. Me no me akola na me bedi hene. Me baye no. Enne. Who are so for a mushishi incense, na dear mao ye your offering, na dear me by no moon in our room. Men am a frau, mufri, room, so munja, quiano. No mum maya masofu juma. Mushi incense, man yankupon offering. Meet, yankupon ye mao meet, or see a mao. Ye see incense, ma, or see a she. What's on I need ye pay? Wouldn't be the promise, I'd be any in I possible. Ah no, Mosum Bal ni Asteroth ni Omuches Omeja. Wouldn't it be the poor yes, Adia no more? Me Hezekiah Yahuzu Babi Kumi. Me and a mebe. I saw a dying punusies ye mufra mobile sasses. Me dia soft one a cassette. Munja Kayana Mumayama Sofijuma. And they both deal as Asiwesu in this land of Judah. What can we do? Mammy, you're ready to say. Me chao. Ona ni yango ponse manu ne fumye. Na mi di diagro. It's a prank. It was a prank. Uno me catch na unyen wuye. 15 years kwa ma sign the account now. Se das rameti. Na una semba u ningi na yesu obia ube konya miye ni mako kase. Iradi. Me na osi di enzo me it's a saying. Doctor ne se saying. Di enji na swana wo. What foundation, what covenant foundation do you have to negotiate? First fruit cry with the account. With the announce account. With the first wood the tight. Well, won't serve in the house. Just saying to be catching your coupon say, I honored you with my first fruit, my tight. Miss I pra sorry damn. I'm a proper man of 14 hours. If you come, my tire into almost cyber. Me, yeah, ready, so me worry. Me, if you be unworried, me, person me worry. My men worry. When our boy, dear cry, media, you be free. So, when our boy, dear cry, media, you be free. Me, when you say cry, me, person me worry. I want to feel loved. What if I want to feel it? I've not felt it. Let me feel it. This is my case. How will you build your case this year? In the place of prayer. We need to hear what she says. Oh, sumu nyami. Everything has been enframim, enframim. Onam framimu. Ore yame juma. Jesus Christ. Ore. But whatever he gave you, dear, you have not reinvested it into the kingdom and to the work of God. When I was teaching about the difference between the first fruit and the tithe, it's never the same. They said that one of the things that the first fruit will do is that it will be used to maintain the house. To maintain that. That means that you are a kingdom partner to the Lord. If for nothing at all, that it will maintain the work of God here on earth. that in itself should just engineer some love and generosity in your heart to say that, God, wow, collect this one. I read an article where some shrine in this Ghana, one of the regions, the shrine, the fetish there has been praying for doing a kwanchire and rituals for people to travel. A lot of them irregular migrants going through the desert, blah blah blah. Ebi munso just a kwambia so no muko kodua. Omo babe bafaria desrainas heavily. No muko koleti data bi wo baby a shrine no no. Omo through them. Through the shrine, on they all came together. Send heavy remittances to build an ultramodern palace-like shrine for the idol. Ghana here na meka wase. A change a confounding tariani. Do omo to salary so. They say an omo ya ben samina. Wow. Another level. Who said? Yeah. They were happy to build a shrine. Ultra modern shrine. A building training center temple was shrine one. Among fantasy new generation across for. Abba say, yentity as of war. Because they need those people to continue. Are you here at all? People are not joking with their spiritual covenant. Praise the Lord. This year, no, me, I'm not going to joke with my first fruit. Yeah. And you will see that it's for people who are very, very serious. Very serious. How am I going to proceed without a correct covenant? Going forward, great to proceed in a way that challenge your faith, push yourself. Praise the Lord! Come on now, praise the Lord! It's too much. One of the benefits of having the best fruit is the first fruit is Romans 11:16. What the Bible has said. Say, for if the first fruit be holy, the lamb is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. If the first fruit, when you say a first fruit is holy, it means that it was offered the right way. A first fruit can only be holy when that first fruit was given to the required hands. Like God said, set it aside, right? Hello? So, if it was really set aside for the Lord, then we'll say that the first fruit is what? Holy. But if it was even clean, like you have clean note for your salary and you chop it, that's an unholy first fruit because it was not given. The holiness of it is in the fact that it was given to the right source. If you give your first fruit to me, I'm not the source of your life. It's not holy. If you give it to the Lord, then it's holy because God is the source of your life. He gave you 2025. I didn't give you. He gave you the job. I didn't give you. Of all that God is doing through me and all pastors, we are still not the source of your life, nor the source of your sustenance. God has put grace upon us, and He is the source of my life, and He is the source of your life. That is why I am aspirable. I am terminable. A time will come when I have grown and fulfilled all my years. I will die. It's only the Lord that doesn't die. So I cannot be yours. Are you here at all? So it's holy when it goes to the God who doesn't have a source. Who is your all sufficiency in all things. So he says that when you do it right by faith, then the lamb, the whole lamb, is now holy. So that's why we say that the first sanctifies what? The rest. He said, as you do it, it goes to the root, makes the root holy, so that the fruit will be what? Holy. It sanctifies the root, and the fruit are born on the branches. So once the root is clean, the fruit are going to be what? I see somebody having clean money this year in Jesus' name. Clean promotion this year in Jesus' name. Very clean. Clean. And you don't need to deserve it all in the eyes of men. It only has to be that you are in a covenant, solid spiritual covenant partnership with the Lord. And he would decide how to make you run. Praise the Lord. People can be talking, and info be on. You do see why it was you. Adonijah can shout. No problem. If God said to David, Solomon must be the one, even though there are big brothers, put that Solomon there. There's nothing anybody is going to do about it. And I see God putting you in a very comfortable position in Jesus' mighty name. That amen is all coming out at all. So the difference between you and that person in your workplace, the difference between you and that person is in your insight. The kind of covenant you are putting forth. Praise the Lord. God, collect it, take it. The first sanctifies the rest throughout the year. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Number two, Ezekiel 44:30. I'm showing you some of the benefit of the first fruit. Ezekiel 44, verse 30. It says that, and the first of all the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblations, shall be the priest. That is, take it to the Lord. Ye shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. See, you are bringing the first to the Lord. When you give it to the priest and he receives it on behalf of God, remember in Numbers chapter 6, the Lord said that after the covenant has been completed, that of the Nazarite, you will come to the priest and the priest will now pronounce the blessing God wants to pronounce upon you. God will cause the priest to pronounce it upon you. So in the Old Testament, when God was blessing people, one of the channels of releasing that blessing was asking the priest to cause the blessing to be upon the person and their house. And that was seen as God himself putting the blessing of God. God put the way, and he told Aaron and the rest, saying, bless them in this wise, sana meme kanunti kanasa, that the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Are you here at all? It's God talking to somebody. He says, when you honor the Lord with the first fruit, when you bring the first of your dough and all of that, he says that the priest will cause the blessing to rest upon thine house. You see, don't be happy in reveling in yesterday's blessings when you have an opportunity to secure one today. Oh, yeshira me mame, na unzwe. You have to pass your test. Abraham was blessed, and the blessing was supposed to cover his generation. But when Isaac had an opportunity to secure the blessing for himself, he didn't miss it. Jacob had an opportunity, he didn't miss it. Joseph had an opportunity, he didn't miss it. Even though they had transgenerational blessings covering them, when they had an opportunity that on their own, personally and individually, they should connect with God for a higher level, none of them missed it. Reuben missed it. Joseph took over. So by all means, there are people who will miss it. I don't know if you are one of those missing people. There are people who miss it. Reuben missed it. In the lineage of the patriarchs, when you say God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, we should not come and mention Joseph. We should mention Reuben being the firstborn of Jacob's house. Now, Agronti. We don't mention, anytime we are mentioning Reuben's name, we are using his bad example to teach people how not to be bad. He missed it. Ninu aketu wa na afia di ebe ya champion. You will always have a choice. Whether to grab it or to miss it. But it is yours to lose. Please, can you repeat that small English I mentioned? That it is yours to lose. Don't be like us now. It's yours to lose. Adebi owa, obi akra ne unko. Owa wo dia until you lose it. Like you are in a relationship, the man loves you. Oh chile chile, unwo se chete papa no kra unche baby bia. Unche oba bia, chese unwo se oba bia kra around. Na fe dia wo dia agro, agro. And they are afraid we won't fight. Assemble now. We didn't mamia temun tiasia. Now we ye we sa. Now they are now peja. Peja sa na na boy na green e start ya seti. Girl we ye Jimmy. Oh, I don't know. Be into me mafia. But he started thinking that this is the lady I want to start live my life with. Do you understand? And now we a down for fun kwasi adwene. Nkwasia keka ni nkwasia yeye sa ma bayet time ye tebi ma kra nye ye perfume na ye tobrel e shine the box mu u expect ka ye the perfume na ma no anu obuafu. Do you think my level is perfume level? Are you even trying to say that I smell? Yeah. What the now gross? No knowing say perfume box in Asiano. Check Bishop on Grandpa. A bro car, a bro house. Can't keep the cross in Tahona. What it do? What you booing now? What it do? What pop them and now some trendy boat? Welcome me in the freeway, Nisono. I say, what do you, Famine Quasia perfume, mammy? You could be a swa, dollars shall say. Car key shall say. Land document shall say. House shall say. Every dream you have had is just a perfume in the year, the two suke, yes, say, I'm in a tomb, and I'll bring some in a tomb. And you see that. This relationship was there all the time for you. You just had to lose it. It was yours to lose it. And people keep losing it. No matter the counsel people have, they keep losing what they already have. How does that happen? By choices. Bad decision, bad call, bad character. Matisumin fanyajuma. Then I would do better now. Boyfriend is soaking Zabrewa. Obe drink. Me say, or the Kivo Gari Ebrewa. Obe, oh, yeah, my mim be a guy in a swing investigation. And she must say, baby, I won't be a no. And you Kivo Kivo, and I say, Kivo, no. Yeah, then you may be a smash, mamma. And I make a little task here. Monsieur, obe be tin and say, I'm a okra, obe tin. Nipa. Nipa. Tell somebody the blessings of this year. They are yours to lose. And I'm praying that you will not lose it. This is your opportunity to go in with your covenant and secure the blessing for your house. So when you do it, then the priest will cause the blessing. He said he will now cause it. It's there or it's hanging. But he will activate it. Cause it, pronounce. Now, when you say, sorry, you're blessed. Or you're Christian, you're Christian, you're blessed. Now, practically and actively, let the blessings start going to town on behalf of this person. When I'll be inside, it's a robot. No, crack, 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 crack. The lands begin to fall onto you in pleasant places. You see, you're more doing how cranny at your show. Because something supernatural, that's a covenant, is working for you. Church, at this point in your life, He said, to me, take you uti wa dwen, fa uti wa dwen. Udie. Hello. Fa uti wa dwen. Important. I see that you are going to prosper this year. That amen is not born again at all. I say, I see you prospering this year. That's why when we do the first fruit, at the end of January, this year, Crown Boy just said, my extended to, I think, end of February. Just said, Yankupon cry, my chance, said, what bon sen cry? Make it right. Because time in tea, mean to me, end of February, all of us are coming here, raising our receipt. God, like Hezekiah did, he spread it before God. He said, God, my spread you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This Sennacherib that is coming to brutally deal with us. This is it. This is my evidence. Show working. My show, my illustrating. Tentamina. God started chasing that Sennacherib in his own place. Made his own people kill him. If you have a solid covenant on ground between you and God, reporting, are you here? Who was shop baby no money blue no mood to a Yankupon Grand Eyes or Moon to Nako baby Kessia? Who be your more market? It does not become a problem at all because your covenant is what working. Nippin to me stop what that. Because God has caused the blessings not just to rest upon you, but upon your house. And now to me, you know, I say, I pick it. Afa. Oh, your business. I didn't want to say, with Tim and Nature. And so covenant, and I say, ole, 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 ole. Ole, do you understand? Abraham had a covenant with God. He got to the border and he was afraid and he lied that Sarah is my sister. Then I think Abimelech took the man, almost slept with Sarah. Then God warned him, hey, the woman is a prophet's wife. Don't try it. For God to now begin to warn people, whether in their dreams or in their vision or in whichever way, you have to be a man of covenant. So NM said he was on a covenant journey for the Lord, obeying God even at his, you know, inconvenience. God, I'm not saying God is happy that people lie, but I'm just saying that when you are with God, he has to find a way, even when you make some mistakes that end people's lives, he finds ways of showing you mercy. And look at Abraham. When he was making that journey, he had nothing. When God told Abimelech, hey, you are almost touching the wife of somebody. Who Abimelech? Why a bunny? Nanka Abimelech na bunny nese. Abraham, this fine girl, who is she? What's your old sister? What's sister then to me ware no? Ana me boa. Banka say your wife. Na baba na to anomon so opese o ware because o your hinu ma dia no woni krom. Bibia so e woni krom ya ne dia. Ne bunny ne dia. Yankupon to me e woni Abimelech. Say wo. Even thinking of touching what belongs to my son, you are in trouble. No, for Abraham, said, Abraham, why have you brought trouble here? Then God told the king, you have to compensate this guy for attempting to go near the wife. Compensate this guy. From there, Abraham had animals, servants. Are you here at all? He had wealth from that place where he went to have a slip of tongue. It's not my wife. It's my sister. But because he was a covenant man, he left there loaded. a covenant person. When you say my case is different, my case is different. It's dependent on your covenant. Not talk. Now, who knew because I change will be? Who knew confessions need? Who knew time I change go for how to do confessions in the morning before they step out? Yeah, who am I crying? No more confessing. The world is mine. As I go out today, I am blessed. And so she is what's in their lives. Why? Because zero times zero is still zero. You have no grounds. No grounds. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies. It remained the same. I want you to, this year, know that we have an opportunity for blessing. Tell somebody, I have an opportunity for blessing. These things are positions of our faith. This is how I want to proceed this year. And we are going to proceed. Tell somebody, I'm going to proceed in blessing. So, this is one of the major keys. Tell somebody, this is one of the major keys. And I'm going to proceed. I'm going to proceed with blessings. Clap your hands and give the Lord a big clap of praise. I want you to lift up your hands. I want you to thank the Lord for hearing the word. Thank the Lord for putting the word in your heart. Thank the Lord for introducing you to the blessed path. Thank the Lord. Pray to God. Father, give me grace. This year I will not miss on my covenant. I will not miss on building a covenant foundation for the blessing. Ah, my year is sanctified the rest of the year. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give you praise. Hallelujah. Kola sutele brekeke sote. Mandala kosata laba. Atelia maraso. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, I ask for grace in the mighty name of Jesus. More grace in my life for 2025. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray that prayer very quickly, pray that prayer. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we honor you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.